Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 2 degrees below zero at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Capitol Rotunda is crowded with lawmakers, invited guests, celebrities, and friends and family of Donald Trump as he is sworn in for a second time. Earlier today, President Biden and the First Lady invited the Trumps back to the White House. And later today, President Trump says he will sign dozens of executive actions.
I spoke to President-elect Donald Trump by phone this weekend, and he made it very clear he wants to move very quickly on these executive orders just within hours of taking the oath of office. President-elect Donald Trump is expected to sign many of them right here in the Capital One Arena, which will take the place of that traditional inaugural parade that typically goes down Pennsylvania Avenue.
That's ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott in Washington. Before leaving office, President Biden preemptively pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley, and those who served on the January 6th subcommittee. This is ABC News. Extreme winds headed back for Southern California again today, raising the risk of more wildfires.
Again today, for the third time in less than 2 weeks, a PDS, or particularly dangerous situation, red flag is being declared with the possibility of 100 mile per hour winds in some of the mountains and valleys of Southern California. The governor's office is pre-deploying 170 extra fire engines, water tenders, and firefighting aircraft to this region to be ready in case a wildfire breaks out. In some areas, a wind could be nearly on par with the 100 mile per hour winds that made the Palisades and Eaton fires explode nearly 2 weeks ago. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
TikTok thanking President-elect Trump today. His promise of a 90-day pause on the ban against the platform, clearing the way for it to turn back on over the weekend. And college football takes center stage tonight. Ohio State and Notre Dame left standing after the first 12-team playoff. They face off for the championship. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is 2 degrees below zero in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for a cold weather advisory through late this evening, then an extreme cold warning from midnight through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Wind chills of 15 to 20 below zero this afternoon, then 25 to 35 degrees below into Tuesday morning. Partly cloudy and bitter cold this afternoon, high of zero. A few clouds tonight and dangerously cold with a low of 16 below. And tomorrow, sunshine giving way to thicker clouds late, still very cold with a high of zero. In Richland Center, after a low of 9 below, we're at 2 below.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 2 below zero in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Well, with the cold weather, we do still have a couple of weather-related announcements. All after-school activities at Waseca Steuben Schools have been canceled. However, the school board meeting will still be held. And the PEO meeting at the Richland Center United Methodist Church at 1:30 this afternoon is canceled. Wisconsin is experiencing the most bitterly cold temperatures of the season. Dr. Cheryl Bednow with the State Department of Health Services says you'll need to watch out for frostbite and hypothermia. Frostbite is for the freezing of the skin and deeper tissue. Hypothermia is where our bodies aren't able to keep as warm as we can in the colder temperatures. Bednow says people need to layer up, limit their time outdoors, and make sure they're staying hydrated. Following bitter cold and dangerous wind chills today and tomorrow, temperatures are expected to moderate starting on Wednesday. Staying warm in Wisconsin usually means a bulkier coat, but that may not be the best option for your children who still ride in a car seat. Melissa Kay has more.
Puffy coats may keep your little one warm, but they won't keep them safe in a car seat.
So the car seat is supposed to keep your child in place so that they're not being jostled around during the car accident. But if the puffy coat is there, like I said, you can have some of that extra space in there, which could cause your child to slide around, which could lead to impact and whiplash that could be harmful to your child.
That's Jamie Oswald, MD, and a Spirus family medicine physician. She said even if you think you've cinched the straps tight, there may be a significant gap because of the bulk of the coat.
So the car seat is supposed to keep your child in place so that they're not being jostled around during the car accident. But if the puffy coat is there, like I said, you can have some of that extra space in there, which could cause your child to slide around, which could lead to impact and whiplash that could be harmful to your child.
Dr. Oswald said once you have your child strapped into the car seat, you can put a blanket over them to keep them warm. If you want to check if their coat is thin enough to use in the car seat, strap them in with it on. Then take the child out, take the coat off, and put them back into the car seat without adjusting the straps. If the straps are snug, it's okay. If there's gaps, the coat is too thick.
Yesterday afternoon, a woman lost her life in a fatal crash. At approximately 3:50, the Sauk County Communications Center was notified of a single-vehicle crash in the area of U.S. Highway 12 and Growth Road in the town of Sumter. Deputies, fire, and EMS responded to the scene. Upon arrival, a deputy located the vehicle and its two occupants off the roadway in a wooded area. The operator, a 39-year-old female from Dubuque, Iowa, was deceased, and a juvenile passenger was trapped inside with serious injuries. The passenger was freed from the vehicle and transported to UW Hospital via MedFlight. From roadway evidence and witness statements, it is believed that excessive speed was a contributing factor in the crash. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Sauk County Fire Department, Sauk Prairie Ambulance, and Sauk County Coroner's Office. The Department of Health Services is launching a new digital campaign to highlight the risk of menthol tobacco products. DHS says menthol remains widely in use, with sales increasing over the last decade. The agency says menthol advertisements have been disproportionately promoted to African American and other communities of color, leading to 9 in 10 black Wisconsinites using menthol products. Similar targeted advertising is now targeting populations like youth, young adults, and the LGBTQ plus community. In Wisconsin, 9,300 young people under age 18 will try cigarettes for the first time every year and half start with menthol. A new year means new budgets, and it's also a time to see what subscriptions you're being charged for. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Administrator Michelle Reinen says a look through your credit card and checking records might turn up some surprises. That could range from online video services to magazines to cable contract or subscription boxes. Companies have to provide a way to cancel services, but some may make it difficult to do. If you run into trouble, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-422-7128. The Bitcoin-friendly administration of President-elect Donald Trump and an expanding lobbying effort in state houses could bring a cryptocurrency policy blitz in 2025. Together, they could push states to become more crypto-friendly and more public pension funds and treasuries to buy cryptocurrency. Proponents of the uniquely volatile commodity argue that it's a valuable hedge against inflation, similar to gold, but the risks are significant. Critics say a crypto investment is highly speculative, with so much unknown about projecting its future returns, and warn that investors should be prepared to lose their cash. 2024 was a landmark year for crypto, with Bitcoin surpassing $100,000. On Monday, it jumped past $109,000. The Los Angeles wildfires continue to burn, and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson continues to reprimand Democratic politicians in California for their handling of the crisis. The Wisconsin Republican managed to work his criticisms into last week's confirmation hearing for South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to lead Homeland Security in the Trump administration. Johnson said the fires were predictable and preventable. He called the response to the LA fires grotesque mismanagement and also criticized federal disaster response, which he characterized as no questions asked, tell us how big a check you want. The TikTok ban apparently motivated a Fox Valley arson fire over the weekend. The fire caused minor damage to a Fond du Lac strip mall, which houses Wisconsin Congressman Glenn Grothman's district office. Fond du Lac police and fire rescue crews were dispatched to the scene shortly after 1 Sunday morning. Police located a 19-year-old Menasha man near that strip mall who allegedly admitted to setting the fire because of the TikTok ban. He was arrested on a charge of arson and jailed. TikTok was back online Sunday after President-elect Trump issued a statement promising to pause the law and said he would extend a liability shield to tech companies that support the app. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 13.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.93 a gallon today, according to GasBuddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 9.5 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 22.5 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.39 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.29 a gallon, a difference of 90 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 6.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.09 a gallon today. The national average is up 4.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 1.8 cents per gallon higher than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 8.1 cents in the last week and stands at $3.60 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said it was only a matter of time before the national average began to rise, with oil prices last week reaching their highest level since July. Diesel prices have also jumped, driven by cold weather that has boosted heating oil demand. He added that with President Trump's inauguration today, there could be price impacts depending on the executive orders he signs. DeHaan also said the current increase is not yet the traditional seasonal rise, which is also likely to push prices higher and could begin in a few weeks. A domestic disturbance resulted in an arrest Saturday afternoon. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a disturbance at 5th Street and East Wisconsin Street in the city of Avoca around 1240. The Avoca Police Department, Iowa County Sheriff's deputies, and the Department of Natural Resources responded to the scene. As a result of the incident, Daniel G. Connor, 59, of Avoca, was arrested on charges of disorderly conduct and strangulation and suffocation. Connor was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he remains in custody. Remembering a national champion gymnast Saturday night, the gymnastics team at UW-Whitewater celebrated Kira Welsh Night during their first home meet of the season. The 21-year-old Welsh, who was a 2023 national champion in the vault, was shot and killed at an off-campus apartment last August. The man accused in her death, 23-year-old Chad Richards, has pleaded not guilty to a first-degree intentional homicide charge. After the competition, Welsh's family was presented with an academic certificate for Kira, and donations were made to a scholarship in her honor. It's 2 degrees below zero at 12:18. It's National Cheese Lovers Day. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
WRCO News Time is 12:20. It's 2 degrees below zero in Richland Center. One of Wisconsin's most loved products is being celebrated today. It's National Cheese Lovers Day. Wisconsin is the home of nearly 1,200 cheesemakers. In 2023, the state produced a quarter of America's total output of cheese. The Dairy State's cheesemakers use about 90% of the state's milk to produce around 600 varieties of cheese. Wisconsin is the nation's top producer of several varieties of cheese, including cheddar, mozzarella, brick, Munster, and Limburger. The average American consumes 33 pounds of cheese annually. The annual Making a Difference Award, sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO Radio Civic Media, will be presented at the annual banquet Sunday at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. You are invited to join this year's recipients. Social time begins at 5:30, with dinner being served at 6:30, followed by the awards ceremony. Tickets are priced at $20 and include dinner, dessert, and drink. Tickets can be purchased at Napa Auto Parts, Ameriprise offices, Christie's Sunnyside, or by calling 608-604-7022. Richland County property owners, January 31st is the final due date for the 2024 real estate property taxes. Taxes are due and payable to your township, village, or city treasurer as addressed on your tax bill during the local municipal treasurer's collection period through January 31st. The county treasurer's office cannot accept payments for the current 2024 taxes until February 1st. Some municipalities are accepting online payments as an option this year, and this list can be found on the Richland County Treasurer's website. The Richland County Treasurer's Office reminds all homeowners that used their homes as their primary residence as of January 1, 2024, to check their tax bills to be sure a lottery credit was applied. To receive a lottery credit on the 2024 taxes, homeowners need to turn in the lottery credit claim form to their local municipal treasurer by January 31st. Lottery credit claim forms can be obtained from your local municipal treasurer, the Richland County Treasurer website, or the Department of Revenue website. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking you to help show veterans how much you appreciate their service and sacrifice by sending Valentine's Day cards to veterans living in WDVA facilities. The first year of this endeavor, WDVA received 24,000 Valentines, and last year that grew to 28,000. Because of the overwhelming response, WDVA will be able to share Valentines with even more veterans by delivering them to our three Veterans Housing and Recovery Program locations in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. The Valentines are hand-delivered by staff, including Secretary Bond, to the veterans, loved ones, and Gold Star families residing in veterans' facilities. Please be sure to mail your cards no later than January 31st so they can be delivered in time to be distributed to all facilities on February 14th. Cards may be sent to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707-7843. Please do not include candy, food, or snacks with cards due to allergies or dietary restrictions. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites individuals with a passion for promoting agriculture to apply for the position of 78th Alice in Dairyland through January 31st. As one of the most widely recognized marketing communications professionals in Wisconsin agriculture, Allison Dairyland travels extensively promoting Wisconsin's agricultural industry and its impact on the state economy. In this highly visible and fast-paced position, Allison Dairyland serves as a full-time spokesperson, cultivates relationships with television, radio, and print media outlets throughout the state, writes and delivers speeches at events, and uses social media to tell the stories of Wisconsin agriculture. Additional duties include developing and executing marketing plans, delivering classroom presentations, and networking with industry professionals. Alice must also learn and retain information about the diversity of Wisconsin agriculture and be able to tailor that information to educate both urban and rural audiences. This one-year full-time contractual position starts July 7th. The chosen candidate will travel solo extensively throughout the state and be required to have weekly in-person office time at DATCAP's Madison office. The annual salary for Allison Dairyland is $45,000 and includes holiday, vacation, and sick leave and use of a vehicle while on official business. Reimbursement is provided for an individual health insurance premium up to $450 a month and professional travel expenses. Allison Dairyland applicants should have an interest in Wisconsin agriculture, public speaking experience, and at least 3 years of experience, education, or training in communications, marketing, education, or public relations. Applicants must also be female, Wisconsin residents, and at least 21 years old. To apply, provide a cover letter, completed application form, resume, and contact information for three professional references to DATCPAlice@wisconsin.gov by 4:30 January 31st. Application materials are available on the Allison Dairyland website. The American Red Cross urges donors to make an appointment to give life-saving blood or platelets to help keep the blood supply strong this winter to keep critical blood products on the shelves for patients in need. The threat of severe winter weather and an active cold and flu season may prevent people from keeping donation appointments. During National Blood Donor Month, the Red Cross celebrates those who generously roll up a sleeve to help save lives and urges those who are feeling well to make and keep donation appointments to help the blood supply stay on track throughout the winter. Four blood drives will be held this week. One is being held today until 5 at the Kalahari Resorts in Wisconsin Dells. A blood drive will also be held Wednesday from 10 to 3 at the Delton Fire Department in Lake Delton. Two blood drives will be held Friday. The first will be from 9 to 3 at Sauk County Public Health in Baraboo. The second will be held from noon to 4 at Messianic Christian Fellowship in Black Earth. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Jeff and Jane Jelenic of Richland Center on ticket number 334. Well, we're up to 1 degree below zero at 228 in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It's 2 Below in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs, died unexpectedly Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 this afternoon at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the church this afternoon from now until the time of service at 1. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Marcia Ressler is survived by her husband Terrence, two sons, Abraham and Kelsey Knuth of Ironton, and Isaac and Stephanie Knuth of Loganville, a daughter, Jenna Kruger of North Freedom, 10 grandchildren, sisters, Marie and Joseph Latica of Hillsboro, Margot and John Kruger of Reedsburg, Marjorie and Robert Bruja of Hartford, and Miriam McBain of Reedsburg. Brothers George Spencer and Jean Spencer, both of Reedsburg. Brothers-in-law Tommy and Deanne of Loganville, Timmy and Linnell Ressler of Reedsburg, Teddy and Tammy Ressler of Lime Ridge, and Todd and Laura Ressler of Trempealeau. Sisters-in-law Debbie Lebansky of Reedsburg, Barbie and Randy Halliday of Kashina, and Doug and Kim Hoy of Baraboo. Good friend Daniel Knuth of Reedsburg, many nieces and nephews, and many good friends. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs. Kenneth Thede Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment of the Brewers and Packers, the family requests you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. Memorials may be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Thede is survived by his wife of 68 years, Millie, six children, Ken Thede Jr., Patty and Dayton Lebansky, Jerry and Carrie Thede, Tim Thede, Deb and Chris Pardoon, and Dan Thede, 13 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Kenneth Thede Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Tuesday at the UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, January 29th at 11 o'clock at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later this spring at the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday, January 29th from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Ellen Marty is survived by three children, Butch and Rose Marty, Terry Marty, and Jackie and Dave Thorson, six grandchildren, numerous great-grandchildren, siblings, Jim and Amy Connors, Doug and Janet Connors, Dan and Lisa Connors, Mike and Sinja Connors, Betty Krapser, Karen and Mike Hotlin, Joanne Groby, Jane Cullinane, and Mary and Larry Dans. Also numerous nieces and nephews. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, February 1st, from 1 to 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, with a time of sharing to be held at 3:30. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family requests that you play a round of golf this summer and think of Marty when you do. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Marty Brewer is survived by his wife of 34 years, Connie, three children, Jennifer, Melissa, and Zach, two stepchildren, Jason and Emily, eight grandchildren, a great-grandchild, and his brother Will. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center. William D. Bill Peters, 89, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A celebration of life is being planned for a later date. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Bill Peters is survived by his wife of 58 years, Patsy, daughter, Cindy Schaefer, two sons, William D. Peters Jr. and Gary A. Peters, eight grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. William D. Bill Peters, 89, of Richland Center. Mike Maley, 74, of Avoca, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Mike Maley is survived by longtime girlfriend Jane Mellum, daughter Angie and Mark Bremer, two grandchildren, sister Vicki and John Baumkamp, brother Bob and Cindy Maley, special nephew Brian and Stacy Walsh, special friend Charlie Leffler, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mike Maley, 74, of Avoca. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held Wednesday, February 5th, from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bruce Tesmer is survived by his wife, Mary Lou, three children, Chris and Anna Selheim of Hanover, Maryland, Eric and Jessica of Kyle, Texas, and Melanie of Richland Center, a brother, Tom and Rosie of Green Bay, sisters-in-law, Augie and Bill Records of Great Falls, Montana, and Ellen and Steve Lundstrom of Nashwauk, Minnesota, brother-in-law Larry Olson of Stoughton, and other relatives and friends. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
I was taking a shower last weekend and the water stopped. I hollered out, "Hey, the water stopped." Call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Their service is so good and so fast. I'm just going to wait here in the shower.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions is really good and really fast. When you need water, and who doesn't, remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488.
See if Larry can bring me some soap.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Eric and Janie Vesbach, Dan and Kathy Pulvermacher, and Ed and Kathy Ehorn. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a brutally cold day across the middle of the country. In fact, temperatures were still in the teens below zero over much of the north half of Wisconsin as of late morning. Where there's no snow on the ground in the south, it was noticeably warmer, but still cold, getting closer to zero. Either way, dangerous wind chills will be in effect through midday tomorrow, so please be careful out there. We're also seeing a very weak disturbance slide down through southern Wisconsin today, causing some patchy clouds. There's even been some scattered snow flurries, especially over toward Madison, but really nothing of consequence. In fact, our forecast is still absent of any major storm systems for the next 10 days or so in the upper Midwest. So just some weak systems coming through with some sporadic snow showers. Very small accumulations anticipated over the next 7 to 10 days. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. We have a cold weather advisory through late this evening, then an extreme cold warning starting at midnight, running up through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy and bitter cold for the rest of today. Highs a few degrees above zero. West to northwest winds 6 to 15. A few clouds tonight, dangerously cold. Low temperature 16 below zero. Wind chill factors could get down to 35 below. Sunshine tomorrow, giving way to thicker clouds late in the day. High near zero. West to southwest wind up to 10. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy. Some flurries possible late. Low temperature 7 below zero, but then rising late. Wednesday, chance of light snow or flurries in the morning. Mostly cloudy to sun peaks and warmer with a high of 21. Heading into Thursday, partly or mostly cloudy, maybe a couple of flurries. Low 4 degrees, high of 22. Friday, typical midwinter weather, partly sunny skies. Low 6 with a high of 24. Saturday, mostly cloudy, slightly warmer. Chance of scattered snow showers, high 28. Sunday looks partly sunny and breezy. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 0 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 3, our low this morning was 9 below. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 0. The record high for this date was set in 1906 at 53 degrees. The record low, 34 below, was set in 1994. Last year's high was 15 with a low of 7 below. Sunset tonight will be at 4:58, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:28. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds 6 to 8 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.39 and no precipitation to report. Our current temperature is 0 with a wind chill of 13 below. We do have some weather-related announcements. All after-school activities at Wauzeka Steuben Schools have been canceled. However, the school board meeting will be held. And the PEO meeting at the Richland Center United Methodist Church this afternoon at 1:30 is canceled.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The outgoing Secretary of Agriculture reflects on his time in office under two different presidents. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Tom Vilsack was the Secretary of Agriculture during both the Obama administration and the Biden presidency. During the Obama era, Vilsack says much was done to improve the nutrition program in the country. He says that work continued the past 4 years as well.
We increased and improved the school meal rule by focusing on added sugars, making it healthier. We looked at the SNAP program and said we need to recalculate it based on what's happening in the world today. That resulted in a significant increase in SNAP benefits. We looked at the WIC program and said, you know, it's great, but it could be better, it could be modern. We looked at the opportunity for a meaningful summer feeding program by providing families of free and reduced lunch children additional financial assistance. So in those 3 months between when school ends and when school starts, kids will continue to get a good meal, and we know from research that that works.
Vilsack remains optimistic about the future of family farming.
With some of the new opportunities that are out there, if we're entrepreneurial, if we're thoughtful about this, we can generate enough income from different sources. We can make a go of it. Now you can have that opportunity to be on this farm and inherit the farm, and your kids can see the benefits of living here, and we'll be able to watch you and your kids grow up. Now, to me, that conversation is the one we want.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio M. Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
More tough decisions for cattle producers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. High prices are forcing cattle producers into difficult decisions. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has this report from the 57th Annual Missouri Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show.
A good vac calf is worth a lot of money, and it's hard to hold them.
Charlie Bescher, a cow-calf operator in southeast Missouri, says he doesn't think the market has hit its top.
This spring, when we get the spring flush and people are looking for those calves, I think we're going to see new highs.
He tells Brownfield, especially because there's not been widespread herd expansion. However,
we've been retaining quite a few heifers even through the drought periods. We did destock last year. We retained some heifers this year. Had plans to retain some more this coming year.
The industry will get its first look at cattle inventory numbers for the first time in a year later this month. Bescher says it's about time. From Osage Beach, Missouri, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
An extension field crop pathologist at Purdue University says a new resource could help farmers determine the best fungicide for their field. Darcy Talenko says the fungicide efficacy tool uses data from corn, soybeans, wheat, and alfalfa.
A grower can go in and say, okay, I'm worried about our spot in corn. And from that, you can do a search and search all the products that may have a label for tar spot that we've evaluated. What it's going to do is give you the tar spot rating.
She tells Brownfield Extension pathologists from across the country have worked together to build the tool. Past cycles could shed light on how the ag equipment market will perform in 2025 and beyond. Kim Schmidt with Ag Equipment Intelligence suggests agriculture is cyclical, which she says is encouraging given the current slowdown in machinery sales. She tells Brownfield the industry seems more prepared than it was in the past and hopeful the current downturn doesn't last as long.
And certainly everyone still will point to it's not what we went through in the 80s, which thank goodness for that. So I would say, you know, the industry has a pretty good attitude about, you know, they know it's cyclical and they know that we have to go through this every few years.
Schmidt's publication conducts annual surveys of ag equipment dealers, similar to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. A farm business management instructor says some farmers are considering cuts to crop insurance. Krista McVicker with South Central College in Mankato, Minnesota says it's partly a reflection of very tight margins.
They're really giving it a lot of consideration, and the crop insurance payments varied so drastically.
But McVicker cautions any grower looking to scale back on crop insurance because she says it's one of the best risk management tools available. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
The importance of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. One of the top priorities for Congress this year is tackling the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Mark Isley, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says if those provisions are allowed to sunset, many of America's farmers and ranchers won't be able to pass their operations on to the next generation.
We've got to keep those things in that tax bill that really help us. The accelerated depreciation, 179, where we want to make sure we have investment in our businesses. We can do that. That's great for local economies. Stepped up basis. So if we do get assessed for taxes, it's at a reasonable, hopefully a reasonable rate. We can work with that. 1031 exchange, you want to be able to get something else, trade for something else, expand the operation, bring a family member back. That's got to stay intact, and there's just other nuances to that that I think are critical. If you can't save the farmer, the ranch, because you've lost it to taxes, then genetics and transportation and environment, all that stuff goes by the wayside. Taxes and viability, profitability for a ranch has to be foremost for our producers.
He tells Brownfield the economics in the cattle industry right now are pretty good, which means producers should be on their toes when it comes to managing risk.
Well, there's several things that are hanging out there. I've told them not to get too comfortable with this. Yeah, we've got a 3-4 year stretch where you should have good high prices. You better plan like there's no tomorrow. Make your transition plans. Make those happen. Adapt to new technologies. Disease traceability, people don't like it, but we're behind the rest of the meat exporting countries. We have a real chance of losing that Pacific Rim at $500 a calf if we have an incident happen here in the States. We will be unprepared. Obviously, beef checkoff, we've got to keep promoting, we've got to keep moving that livestock forward. And anything like that that you can narrow down, tighten up, or be prepared for, and the transition thing, of course, I mentioned it prior, that's a big deal. Let's start getting your successors in place. Let's give them something to work with. Try to keep that debt paid down or eliminated if at all possible, and restructure it if you need to. I think those are all proactive.
For the latest in ag news, markets, and weather, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Grain and oilseed futures continue to watch the weather very closely. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Concerns about the weather in parts of Argentina and southern Brazil have been getting a lot of headlines for corn and soybeans as of late. But Rich Nelson from Allendale does tell Brown Field it's not necessarily a foreground issue for him right now.
You know, I do think that this is a light background issue for us. It's not a reason for us to rally off this story just yet. Keep in mind here the current talk here from one of the exchanges this week, lowering their estimates for the corn crop to 48 million tons. That's just a small mark below last year's crop. So overall, these are not yet dramatic enough movements to get the trade too focused on it here.
And as far as corn production in South America, Nelson says really the big test for that continent is Brazil's second crop.
It certainly is. And that's the big question for us right now as far as planting, which is ongoing at this moment. And as far as most of those areas, aside from the southern reaches of Brazil, most areas are okay. They are a little lower than normal as far as rainfall, but overall it's still okay in the trade's mindset.
And for wheat here in the States, Nelson says he's taken a wait-and-see attitude towards the chance of winter kill in parts of the Midwest and Plains.
You know, often we do get these type of cold snaps, and often we do get a market that does react to them. Historically, though, they often are not tied statistically to final yields. So it's a nice story, but for right now, it looks like the trade's not going to let it off the ground here in the very short term.
And on Friday, ahead of the long holiday weekend, soybean and corn futures were higher, continuing to keep an eye on weather in South America. Also, there was at least some encouraging news on trade in between the United States and China out Friday, but that's going to be a developing issue over the next several weeks. Meanwhile, the wheat complex did close mixed, mostly firm, keeping an eye on winter wheat development conditions here in the United States, along with Europe and the Black Sea region. John Perkins, Brownfield.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Getting the best value for your dollar at the meat case. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. It's no secret grocery prices are still high, and when it comes to beef, there can be a little bit of a sticker shock at the grocery store. But Missouri beef producer Tammy Bartholomew says that doesn't have to be the case.
There are other cuts that we can use, flat iron steak, the petite tender, those cuts that from different muscles that maybe just take a little bit of different cooking methods in order to make them very palatable and savory. And so, yes, looking at not only new recipes to produce or to be able to provide ground beef on the table, which is, you know, the number one product that most consumers are buying because it's quick and easy, but also looking at those other cuts on how to cook those so that they are a great eating experience and can fit into that family, that tight family budget as well. So we know that although the demand may soften a little bit, we also know that beef is the number one choice for protein, and it is the best choice. It's the most nutrient dense protein that's available, and the consumer is aware of that. And so when we look at even Missouri demographics, we're looking at the fact that that is their number one choice for protein, as well as what's driving them to purchase that.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the four-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening planting days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Donald J. Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance sworn into office at noon in Washington, D.C. Inside the Capitol Rotunda, where the inauguration was moved due to cold weather. Outside, a 21-cannon salute as supporters brave some of those temperatures. The nation's 47th president addressing both Republicans and Democrats who gathered in the rotunda.
The presidency confident and optimistic that we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success.
President Trump also announced he would issue executive orders reversing many of the executive orders issued by the Biden administration and would declare a national emergency to deal with the southern border crisis and take steps to lower food prices and inflation and drill for oil and natural gas, saying his victory is a mandate. Outgoing President Joe Biden issued more pardons before.